WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. Over the last 40 years, singer-songwriter-guitarist Richard Thompson has made a lot of great music in different settings. In the 60s, it was as the guitarist for the British band Fairport Convention, one of the most important folk rock groups. In the late 70s and 80s, he performed with his wife Linda Thompson. Since their divorce, he's performed solo, continuing to create evocative music, often darkly humorous, sometimes just dark. Last year, Thompson released the CD Front Parlor Ballads. And this winter, Free Reed Records has brought out a diehard fan's dream, RT, The Life and Music of Richard Thompson, a 5-CD box set of previously unreleased material, most of it from Thompson's live performances. This one was recorded in 1992.
Says Red Money to James, that's a fine motorbike, a Kirk of Fear special and any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill, they did ride.
That's Richard Thompson's motorcycle ode, 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. The box set also includes demos of songs he's never put out and a set of songs Thompson's has covered, such as Substitute by The Who and Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away. At Fresh Air, we practically have our own vault of live Richard Thompson music. Today, we'll hear excerpts from two studio concerts. The first is from 1994, when Thompson brought his guitar to the Fresh Air studios and spoke with Terry about his CD, Mirror Blue. He opened with Easy There, Steady Now.
I don't know what I was thinking about when this was written. It's a very kind of paranoid song, it's a kind of urban desolation song, I suppose. And, the guy singing the song is really kind of controlling, trying to control himself. But yeah, you get the feeling that, you know, he isn't going to succeed. it's a little dark as a song. But I thought, well, you know, dark song, let's put it to a nice wacky sort of polka beat. And that'll fool everybody into thinking it's something a little lighter than it is. So it's got strange things. I play a lot with an acoustic bass player, Danny Thompson, who's no relation. But the arrangement for this, we kind of worked up together. So, you know, some of his ideas went into the arrangement. So it's funny kind of, you know, Bulgarian bits and things in it. I don't know where they come from.
Precious load, spills its guts all over the road. Excuse me, I had to smile, lost my grip too for a while. I said, easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now. She didn't have the decency to sweep away what's left of me. I don't have the presence of mind to walk along in a straight line. Easy there, steady now, easy there, steady now. I call your name, I call it loud. I see your face in every crowd. Thank you. from an empty town. Dr. Martin's echo down. Old man heartbreak follows you. Corruption shadow swallows you. I said easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now.
I don't know that I could think of another guitarist who combines the best of folk and rock better than you do. And I'd like to go back to when you first got a guitar and ask you about what you were listening to then, what direction you thought you wanted to head in back when you were however old you were.
I don't know if I had a direction. You know, I don't think you think when you're that young. Or if you do, you're you know, Mozart or something.
Why'd you want a guitar?
There was already a guitar in the house. Yeah, my father played guitar, and there's a lot of guitar music in the house. Yeah, you know, Django Reinhardt records and Les Paul records, and then my older sister, you know, when rock and roll came along, she had Buddy Holly records and Gene Vincent records. So it was lots of guitar stuff. So it was very logical to pick it up and play it, and I really tried to play everything. So I really absorbed, you know, a lot of folk stars and a lot of rock stars, you know, really, you know, probably before I was 15 or 16.
What was your father playing?
He was playing dance band jazz, very badly though. He wasn't, you know, he was just an amateur musician. And
so what context did he play in? He was a policeman?
Yeah. So he was, you know, he just noodled around the house. I mean, I think at some point he was in a dance band, you know, the swinging cops or something. Like that. the four truncheons.
So did you teach yourself?
Taught myself a bit. My sister's boyfriends used to teach me. A couple of her boyfriends, you know, played guitar. So I, you know, while they were waiting for her to get ready, which was usually a good couple of hours, I get a good guitar lesson, and then. I took classical lessons at one point for a couple of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when you were say a teenager, mm-hmm. what were the licks that you were trying hardest to learn?
The Buddy Holly sort of stuff. That's why I'm in the wrong tune. That sort of Elvis stuff. What's going on? That sort of stuff. The Shadows, who were a great British instrumental band, were very that kind of stuff. And the sort of folk stuff, yeah. And away we go, heave away, Santiago, oh! Bounce off Australia, hey! A lot of that sort of stuff, you know. I used to go to folk clubs as well, so you'd get a real diet, you know. You'd see someone really good. You see Davy Graham one week, and then somebody like really atrocious next week. But then, you know, you could see blues artists coming to Britain from about 63 onwards, 63, 64.
And did they leave a big impression on you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. You know, you could see someone, you know, you'd heard on a record and you thought they were dead, and then, you know, they'd turn up. It was just fantastic.
So you were learning to play in many different languages, really, when you were starting.
I really used to play a very wide range of music. And when Fairport started, we were really doing the same kind of thing. You know, we tended to be whatever band was required to get the gig. So if they wanted an acoustic band to play in the folk club, you know, that was us. You know, we just get a repertoire together and do that. And if they wanted a blues band, then, you know, we'd learn some blues and be a blues band. So it was a, I suppose it was a good education. And at a certain point, we settled down to playing a kind of, you know, a sort of a traditional-based rock style that's fairly constant, still constant for me.
But you really have a lot of folk in your playing and in your singing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have family from Scotland. You were,
yeah.
You grew up in London. But was it ever a roots kind of thing for you?
It was, yeah. Well, you know, I grew up, you know, listening and not really thinking about, you know, Scottish music. You know, there's a lot of Scottish dance music in the house. And, you know,
That your parents played?
Yeah, or? You know, and the bookshelves were lined with sort of Walter Scott and Robert Burns and stuff, which, you know, out of boredom, you know, I used to read and actually I kind of got into. But back a generation, my family really used to be very musical. You know, my great uncles used to have a dance band, you know, in Scotland. And they play Scottish country music and jazz.
Scottish country music? Is
yeah.
it like just...
Scottish dance music.
Oh,
know,
okay,
you know,
right.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Sorry, I'm in the wrong tuning again.
So,
You know.
Did you like that when you were growing up? Because a lot of people grow up very much disliking the music of their parents and their grandparents, and then when they get older, they go back to it.
I liked it, but I discarded it. I thought it wasn't important, and it definitely wasn't fashionable. You know, until I was about, you know, 17, 18, really. And
why did you go back to it then?
Well, I started to listen to more traditional music, and I started to connect it. You know, going to folk clubs and hearing a really great, you know, Scottish Irish singer. I thought, oh, you know, this all makes sense, you know.
Now, did you think it would make sense within the context of your playing? You know, did you think you'd find a place for it within the context of rock and roll?
No, I really didn't think so. But in football, you know, we were sort of a thinking band. You know, we were a bit intellectual, you know, for better for worse. And we used to think, well, you know, what should we do? You know, what's our direction? You know, do we want to be a, you know, a secondhand British blues band? You know, do we want to be a really lousy soul band? You know, or do we want to be original? And in pursuit of sort of originality and meaning, I think, in our music, it took us to play traditional music with a more contemporary lean. You know, and that for us was satisfying. And we thought, well, you know, here's something that we can do best. Here's something, you know, if Muddy Waters ever tries to sing the Bonnie Bunch of Roses, he'll come really unstuck, you know. We could show him a thing or two.
Richard Thompson from a 1994 Fresh Air studio concert. There's a new box set out compiling unreleased material from Thompson, much of it from live performances. We'll get back to our concert in a moment. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our 1994 interview and concert with Richard Thompson. Terry spoke with him after the release of his CD, Mirror Blue.
You want to do another song for us?
Okay, yes.
How about another one from the new album? There's a song called Mingus Eyes, which is Charles Mingus. And
yeah, it refers to Charles Mingus.
Yeah. Do you want to say something about the song?
I could say that I suppose it's a song of someone looking back at youth, you know, and saying, you know, how stupid people are when they're young, because they think if they look like James Dean, then people will think they're cool and intelligent. Actually, people think they're stupid, you know. And perhaps at some point in your life, you realize that you look stupid. So, you know, in the song, you know, the protagonist says, you know, he used to think, you know, if I talk like Marlon Brando and people can't understand me, and if I make big soulful eyes at people like Charles Mingus, then perhaps they'll think I'm really great, but maybe not. Time she fell
desires.
Was great.
Thank you.
Something else I have to say about your guitar playing. It's all the technical virtuosity is in service of the music and the emotion. I just feel like you're such a not show-off player. Yeah, right. Such... Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, amazing.
I'm sorry. I felt I had to point that out. Yeah. No, anyways.
Some of the people.
Yeah. I love it. Now, I had to talk to you about your voice, too. We've been talking about your playing.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days when you were learning Buddy Holly licks and Elvis Presley, you know, things off of Elvis Presley records and stuff, what were you trying to do vocally? Did you think of yourself as a singer yet, or were you just focusing
not really.
On guitar?
I didn't really sing, except for my own amusement, probably. I'd probably get up in a folk club and sing, but it was pretty awful, I'm sure. I never really, tried to be a singer until, I think when Sandy Denny left Fairport, then us chaps, we sort of looked at each other. who's going to sing? So we sort of reluctantly, took on the roles. But we weren't born singers. I mean, I've really had to work very hard to get anywhere as a singer, and I'm still working at it. And, even 10 years ago, I don't think I was very good at all. And 20 years ago, I was pretty horrible. So, singing live a lot and doing solo shows a lot helps me to be better.
Richard Thompson, recorded in 1994. We'll hear more from Thompson in the second half of our show, including his cover of a Britney Spears hit. We'll end this half of Fresh Air with his version of The Who's Substitute. It comes from a new box set called RT, The Life and Music of Richard Thompson. I'm David Bianculli, and this is Fresh Air.